Welcome to Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. Thank you for joining us. I unfortunately am your only host today, Miranda Kitterlin Lynch. Our co-host Leon is doing something more fun probably than this. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing more fun than this. He may be playing racquetball or something. But again, welcome to Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. I will be joined by our guest who has been with us before, Mr. Horace Brooks. Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. I had to be as quickly as possible because I'm not used to being alone on the screen. So, Horace, could you please share with our listeners, if they have not heard your previous episode, who you are and what you do?
My name is Horace T. Brooks. I always mention the T. I am currently the general manager for the Courtyard in Key Largo, Florida. I've been there for 2 years. Most of my career has been in hospitality, where I started with the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company for 13 years, and I ventured off back into the public service for a short stint, and then I got back to hospitality in the role that I currently have now. I enjoy it much because I get a chance to be with the guests and to meet ladies and gentlemen and help them achieve things that I never thought I could achieve.
Fantastic. And I'm so happy that you're back with us today for a return to the show. You have been one of our most talked about guests because of one thing that you said in particular. Can you guess what it is?
2 years.
That's it. 2 years. Can you repeat for our listeners what you said about being in a job for 2 years?
In hospitality, it's critical that you want to be at a place where you want to have a position of increasing responsibility. With that being said, it is important that you do not spend too much time in one job. So my advice has always been this. The first 6 months you get in a position in hospitality, make all the mistakes you need to make, learn as much as you can learn. The second 6 months, master the position that you're in. Know everything about it inside and outside. Become the master. The third 6 months is when you demonstrate your mastership and you make sure you involve others along with you. Make sure you help them to learn and to grow as long as you. And the last 6 months, get out of the job and move on to something else, because by then you should be ready for the next position of increasing responsibility. No job, except general manager, should you be in a hospitality no longer than 2 years. That's my advice I've always given. That's my advice I'll continue to give going forward.
I love that so much. And you visited my class twice now and given that advice. And it's always been so just wow. Because gone are the days that you're with a job with a company even for 50 years, right?
That's true.
I've had students tell me after your visits, well, I want to stay with the same company. This is a company that I love. And I remind them, he didn't say you have to leave the company after 2 years. He said you should be in your next position. And it just sets off light bulbs.
Correct. You can stay with the same company, but the position it should be and keep on moving on to the next position, because it helps them grow as an individual and it benefits the company as well. Because most hotel companies, and I speak specifically for the Ritz-Carlton because that's where I spent most of my career so far. Most hotel companies want to see their ladies and gentlemen learn and grow. And the quicker we can push them along to another position, the quicker we can get the next person in to continue the trend of persons becoming leaders in the hospitality field.
And what would you say to someone like me who says, I'm in my dream job, my dream position. I don't want to go into administration. I don't want to go any further than this. This is where I want to be. This is where I love. What would you say? Because I remember in my industry experience, knowing people who were servers or bartenders for 20, 30 years.
Yes.
They were certainly qualified to go further in the organization, but this is what they wanted to do.
Absolutely. And to them, I say this. If you are in a position that you love, that you enjoy, that you wake up every day and feel like it's not work, by all means, stay there and be happy. There's not a single thing wrong with that. I know some persons that I've worked with that are in the banquets department, and they are in the banquets department for now 10, 20 years, and they have no plans of leaving the banquets department. So if it's something that you love to do, and a position that you're comfortable in, by all means, stay and be, your happiness is more important than anything else you can encounter. So being in that position, there's nothing wrong with that. I've been telling my teams that I've led for the last 7 years that when my career is coming to an end in hospitality, I'm going to go and be a bellman. And that's the last few years of my career, because to me, they have some of the most fun and enjoyable duties that anyone can do.
Listen, I tell my husband every day, I'm going to go get a weekend job as a bartender because that's the most fun I've ever had in my life. I love it so much. The only problem is if I'm not in bed by 9 p.m., I become a very cranky person. So that's the only flaw with that plan. So we are in February. I don't know what what episode we're on, but I know we're in season 2. But we're in February, which is Black History Month, right?
Yes.
And this is a show about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes.
Is there anything that you would like to share that you think is important to shout out during Black History Month?
On one of my social media platforms, in February 1st, I posted a study that was done that showed how many African-American, how many Black general managers there are in this country. And there aren't many. And in that post, I said that I understand the responsibility that comes along with me being in this position, that I must do right by it, and then I must prepare another person that's to come, lady or gentleman that's to come after me. In a position like this, when I got the position 2 years ago, many persons came to me of different professions and they said, we are proud of you and we are glad to see that you made it. I didn't get here by my own. I got here because there were leaders who put faith in me. This position is not one that I applied for, but my bosses who have been so good to me throughout the years, they called me and they offered it to me. And I was humbled and I took 10 seconds to think about it. 10 seconds, then I said yes. Then I called my wife and my daughter and I told them what I did. But to anyone who aspired to be a general manager of a hotel, I say this, you can do it. You just gotta be willing to work hard for it. My staff for my entire career, I have a way of saying that I don't leave the hotel, but I do. But when I'm there, I make sure I contribute enough that everyone knows that I'm there and making a lasting impression, especially on the ladies and gentlemen that work for me. For that is where I find the greatest joy, coming to work and helping them achieve things that they never thought they could achieve. But to anyone that aspires to be in a position like this, I would say this, you can do it. There's nothing or no one can stop you from achieving a position of such.
I love it. I love it. That's very inspiring. You just gave me chills. Now, Leon cannot be here with us today, but he did send in a video for us to share with both you and our listeners. Our producer, Jay, are you ready to share that video now?
Hi, Horace. Leon Thomas here. I'm sorry that I can't be on today's episode. I'm sure you and Miranda are going to have a great, great conversation, as we all did when you appeared on Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat several months ago. And when you were on the show before, once we aired the show, I received, I'm going to say, four to six comments about your episode, about your appearance on the show. And all of the comments were around the career advice that you gave during the show. Here's what you said during the show before, and then I'll come back and tell you what some of those comments were. Here we go.
Your career advice to them was stay no longer than 2 years in one position. Unless it's general manager, I think he said.
Yes.
Why do you think it's important to stay? Well, I'll just let you tell our guest. Why is it important to stay no more than 2 years in a position?
My hope is that in hospitality, everyone wants to continue to grow and excel. And like I've said, and I said that Saturday, if someone wants to stay in one position for the entire career and they're happy, that's perfectly fine. But if your goal is to learn and grow and to get more increased position of responsibility, then 2 years in any position should be enough. If you go in with the mindset that I'm going to do what I need to do and move on because I want to keep learning and growing and excelling. So, like I said, the first 6 months, learn everything you can about the position, everything inside and out. And the second 6 months, become the master at it. The third 6 months is very important. The third 6 months is where you demonstrate how much knowledge you have in that area, how much of a master you are. But what's important is that you teach others as well. Make sure you teach others as well about that same position. And then in the fourth 6 months, to put it bluntly, get out.
Now, Horace, that's what you said on the previous show, the last time you were on Checking In a Lodging DEI Chat. You gave that career advice, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months, right? Oh, actually, 4 6-month periods. And the comments I received about 4 to 6 comments about that career advice. All of the Black people that responded, that commented to me, that had things to say about that episode said, yes, I'm proud of him. Way to go. That's what everybody needs to do. 2 years, get out. 6 months doing this, 6 months, the way you broke it down. All of the white people that contacted me said that you are not giving good career advice, particularly as a Black man, that you're not giving good career advice by telling folks to stay in their positions for only 2 years. They were saying things like, that does not show loyalty to the company, right? They were saying things like, you would look like a job hopper. You wouldn't develop any career continuity, any career consistency on your resume. While everyone Black said, yes, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Now, what I've seen is this. When someone white says they're moving on, they're moving up, they're learning this, they're learning this, they're learning everything about their business, they are seen as go-getters. Now, when you are advising others to do this, the comments from those that are white that watch the show said you were not giving good career advice. So would y'all talk some about that? About that career advice and why it's so important, and offer some comments about those white folks that said you should not be a job hopper and a career hopper and that you were not loyal to your company and things of that nature. So would y'all go ahead and at some point during the show, would y'all have some conversation about that as well? Thank you again. I apologize. I'm not able to be a part of the show today, but I am looking forward to watching the episode. Thank you. Take care. Have a great show.
That is a really interesting thing that Leon brings up. I have a lot of thoughts about it, but Horace, I want to give the floor to you to share your thoughts.
I'll say this. The advice, first of all, is for everyone. Secondly, I am never going to give advice that I don't think is the best. And when I give that to you advice, it's because of experience. It's because of studying the industry of the past and the industry of the future and what the industry is now. And anyone that's a professional and is driven and wants to achieve position of increasing responsibility, then they will be focused to ensure that they learn as much as they can. And I know some persons that do it for 1 year. But I know in a year you can't learn as much as you need to learn to be able to master a position and then take that knowledge with you. So to those that say it may seem like you're jumping ship, as I was pointed out before, I never said to leave a company. I said to leave the position. Because in hospitality, until you get to a certain level, there's no position you should be in if you're driven and focused on growing your career that you need more than 2 years. As long as you stick to the 6 months, you will be well prepared to move on to something else. And lead, true leaders that you have will urge you to move on to something else, because they will know by that 2 year mark, you are ready. So it's interesting, the comments that Leon made that was told to him, but I definitely stick by my advice. And anyone that follows it, I guarantee they'll have a long, successful career in hospitality with one company or with multiple.
Excellent response. And you know what I love the most? I love a lot about everything that you just said, but what I love the most is that you said, my advice is for everybody, right? And I find that to be the way of much advice. Every semester, I have a panel of women in hospitality come and speak to my students. And I tell them, look, just because it's a panel of women doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to everyone in this room. Okay, because we're going to talk about work-life balance. We're going to talk about asking for a raise or promotion. We're going to talk about this, about that. These are concepts that apply to everyone, regardless of gender. And what you said, your advice about the 2 years applies to everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, et cetera, right? So exactly. I think that, I don't know, I'm just a middle-aged white lady trying to make a difference. but I really appreciate that advice. Jay, I think you had a second video to play. Is that right?
Horace, when you were on the show previously in October, as you know, one of the signature questions we ask is, have you ever had a Maryland crab cake? And we asked you that during your appearance on the show before. So we can't ask that question again. Instead, I'd like to do this. How about you ask me if I've ever had, and you go ahead and name the food, and let's see if I've had that food. So instead of me asking you a signature question, you ask me one that's food related. Thanks.
What's it gonna be?
Let me see.
While you think about it, I'll ask you, because sure. I am a native of Louisiana, and after 20 something years, my family has relocated back to Louisiana, South Louisiana to be more specific. It is just past Mardi Gras and it is crawfish season.
Yes.
Have you ever had boiled crawfish?
I never have. I've never had crawfish. I've missed out.
Oh, it's so good. It's not good this year because we've had a drought. So they're a little small and they're very expensive. But next year, hopefully we have a better crop and I will send you some Louisiana crawfish.
Yes.
Now, question, for Leon.
The question I would ask him is a very simple question. What is the favorite city that he's visited and why? Simple question.
Ooh, I like that. All right, you go first. What's your favorite city you've ever visited?
Washington. It's a district, Washington, D.C.
I love it. I used to live very near Washington, D.C. That's a great, great place. And I will give you my favorite city.
Yes.
And it's not for the reason you might think. So my favorite city that I've ever visited, I actually lived there. It's Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's not because it's a blast. It's because that's where I met my husband and did my PhD. So two great things came out of that city for me. Never won a lot of money, but I won two other big things.
There you go.
Awesome. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners that you're doing right now? Any initiatives that you're working on? Anything that your company's doing? Anything you want to shout out?
One of the things that I'm working on right now is I'm trying to, after the speaking with your class for the last two semesters, I have decided to speak to other classes as well to give to be sort of a inspiration for them and those, especially those that are getting in the hospitality field, you know, the field is so broad and wide and varied that I want to be able to give those that get into the field for one reason or the other some advice as to how to maneuver the waters. And I feel sometimes starting with those that are studying hospitality in these different universities is a way to go. So I've been speaking to different universities about that, giving them advice, and I've been well received. As hospitality is like I said, one of the best fields you can get into because it's so much different areas you can get involved in, whether amusement parks, whether hotels, of course, whether the transportation industry, restaurants, of course. And I often find that sometimes the students up until the fourth year in the school don't know exactly where they want to go. And I offer my advice to them as to whether which area they can go and be involved in and why the industry in itself is one of the best industries to get involved in. It's not going anywhere. Yes, there'll be downturns. Yeah, hopefully we won't have another COVID-19 situation where the whole industry was decimated to a point, but the industry has rebounded greatly since then. 2021 was a banner year for most hotel companies, had it turned the best year ever. It's an anomaly, so it probably won't happen again. 2022 became more normal, and 2023 was more normal. And this year we're using the industry using this as a measuring stick. But the industry in itself is gonna continue to prosper and grow. And I go around the state, more than one state actually, because I was in North Carolina twice in the last few months, speaking to students and giving them words of encouragement and sage advice and insight. I try not just to share information, but I try to give insight so they can move the walls and be successful in hospitality in whatever area they determine that they would like to be in.
Thank you so much. Sorry, my dog is going crazy. Apparently, everyone in my household values that advice. Two things. One, I'm a little bit mad at you because it sounds like you're cheating on me, all right? But two, I'm really glad that you're sharing your advice with other people because I think it's valuable advice that needs to be heard and shared. So
I will never cheat on you. I'll be the first.
Awesome. So are you ready? Leon has already asked his signature question in a little bit different way, right? Because you are a return guest. So are you ready for your question?
Absolutely.
You've already answered it, but I'm gonna change it a little bit. So ready to sign.
Ready.
Gonna put your hand up in the air. Sign it like you just don't care. typically I will ask, what would you go back and tell your 20-year-old self? Right? One piece of advice, affirmation, or wisdom. Instead, what I'd like to ask you is, what would you go back and tell your prime pandemic self? When you were in the industry, the pandemic hit, nobody knew what to do. What would you go back and tell yourself then? Because now I feel like we know we're all okay.
Yeah.
What would you go back and tell your prime pandemic self?
I think I would tell myself, pre-pandemic.
So right when the world shut down, the industry shut down, everybody didn't know what to do. We had never experienced this. Everybody was a little bit afraid. Everybody was either furloughed, laid off, or doing more jobs than they had ever done. What would you have told yourself in that moment?
I think I probably tell myself what I told myself then was, remain calm. It has to get better because it's gonna get really, really worse. So just remain calm. Stay focused, and when we come out of this, go full speed ahead. And you know what's funny about it is that I did that without knowing that I was gonna be where I am today. But I when the pandemic was over, because I was literally unemployed for all those months, when it was over, I came out like as they say, like a bull in a china shop.
I love that. And I love that you said a bull in a china shop, because I'm sure our listeners can hear that my dog is going crazy like a bull in a china shop. Horace, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you for returning to checking in a lodging DEI chat. I'm Miranda Kitterlin-Lidge. Leon Thomas could not be with us today. We have Horace T. Brooks. And if you'd like to be on the show, please feel free to reach out. You can literally Google Miranda Kitterlin-Lidge or just Miranda Kitterlin. I'm probably the only one you're going to find, and we would love to have you on. Horace, again, thank you so much.
The pleasure is mine to be here with you always.